the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different constituents of supplication. The third constituent to be discussed was God, whom we ask for a favor. As we concluded in the previous episodes, we said that knowing God has effects on the believers who take part in supplication. And this knowledge is what influences the hastiness of acceptance of supplications by the Almighty Allah. Once we read in the traditions that once some people asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, why is it that we invoke God, but our supplication is not responded to? In response, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, لِأَنَّكُمْ تَدْعُونَ مَنْ لَا تَعْرِفُونَهُ. You invoke the one whom you do not recognize. So, as we said, the first important condition in the acceptance of supplication when it comes to this third constituent is the recognition of the Almighty Allah, ma'rifah, and knowing Almighty Allah. We said that we have to know Allah as He really is. Ma'rifatullah haqqa ma'rifati. And this is what, based on the traditions, will move the mountains with the supplications. This is the power of supplication, of course, on condition that it is added with ma'rifah and recognition. Later on, we said that in one important tradition in Uddatul Da'i, narrated by Muhammad bin Ajlan from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, it is narrated that Allah the Almighty revealed to one of His prophets concerning His guardians, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَأَقْطَعَنَّ أَمَلَ كُلِّ آمِلٍ أَمَلَ غَيْرِي بِالْيَأْسِ. I swear by my magnanimity and honor that I will cut the desire and wish of anyone who relies on other than me, and I will dress him in the dress of ignominy among people. I will deprive him of my favors. So, based on this tradition, we said that sincerity of supplication is one important thing. This needs to be discussed in details, and this is what we are going to discuss from now on.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. in as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab anjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean, the ocean of dua.
We had a look in the previous episode at this verse. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. So when they ride in the ships, they call upon Allah, being sincerely obedient to Him. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. But when He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, brings them safe to the land, they associate others with Him. We said that sincerity in supplication is one of those important conditions. This needs to be observed, and we should be aware that the absolute cause is God. This is what comes out of sincerity. This is the core meaning of sincerity. We should not associate Him with anyone else. And sincerity is the absolute attention to this real cause that we have come to know prior to engaging in supplication. Therefore, associating anybody or anything with Allah is considered impermissible. If we see that our request, our want is satisfied, we should know, we should recognize that we have resorted to God and no one else. Then the meaning of that heavenly tradition becomes clear. If one resorts to anybody other than me, my favors will not reach him. So in these situations, when these causes have satisfied one's needs, it is because of Allah. And this is really important. Now, based on this verse, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ, the strange thing is that man has not previously believed in God, but now he sincerely calls upon Him. دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ, the verse says. And this is really interesting. Elsewhere in the Holy Quran we read, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَتَتْكُمُ السَّاعَةُ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُونَ. Say, tell me, if the chastisement of Allah should overtake you, or the hour should come upon you, will you call on others beside Allah? This is what will happen if the one who is engaging in supplication is not recognizing Almighty Allah as the absolute cause. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key. Unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com.
Until the next program, take care and goodbye.